You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
That means our guy, Tom Hauser, is here. It's 1:08. We have someone, I think a lot of us thought this was inevitable, but every once in a while you say somebody's going to jump into a race and he or she does not. We have someone else in the race. Dave, you want to play a little audio of the latest contender to say, I should be the next governor of the state of Minnesota?
Tim Wahl spent our entire $18 billion surplus in just 2 years, and he raised taxes by $10 billion, yet still managed to leave us with a huge deficit, crushing working families, seniors, and small businesses. Tim Wahl's mismanagement of our state has created an epidemic of fraud, with criminals stealing hundreds of millions from Minnesota taxpayers and hurting our most vulnerable citizens. Tim Walz is a disaster and an embarrassment.
Let's jump in right there. He's obsessed with the radical culture. Disaster and embarrassment. This is GOP Rep. Kristen Robbins of Maple Grove. For a long time, Tom, observers have thought if Republicans are going to win another statewide race, just to remind folks, since Tim Pawlenty won and 2006, they've won congressional races, they've won, you know, state House and state Senate races, but they haven't won a statewide race, that they would have a better chance with someone from the metro area, and a lot of people thought a female from the metro area. So you've been covering Kristen Robbins for a while. What are your thoughts on this rollout and how she might play out in this race?
Well, she's well-known at the state capitol. I don't think she's that well-known outside the capitol. She is starting today to introduce herself to Minnesotans. She is, you could argue, ideally situated as the chair of the Fraud and Agency Oversight Committee in the House. That is the only Republican-controlled committee in the House. Everything else is split 50-50. Because they are tied, but as part of that negotiation, Republicans got control of that committee. She is the chairperson of that committee, and she is right, as she said in her introductory video that she sent out today, fraud and mismanagement of state resources will be a major issue in this campaign.
Absolutely.
And she's right in the middle of all of that.
It should be. Right? It should be. And I know the governor, and you can expand on this more than me, when he's pushed on this, often says, we actually should get credit for finding this and locating this. And then he'll say, well, we've proposed some ideas and we're backing what's happened at the legislature. But the last time we had Joe Thompson up, the acting U.S. attorney, where in, when he was on with us like 3 weeks before. Then he did an interview with you folks, with Jay Coles. And it was a headline to a lot of people on a billion. When I brought Joe Thompson on, Dave will back this up. Joe's like, I don't even know why people are talking about 1 billion. It's going to be well in excess of 1 billion. So whether it's fair or not, when you're the governor, when you're the chief executive officer, and it's this rampant, and it's this amount of money, Tom, you know this better than I. He is going to take a fair amount of criticism on this. It's just unavoidable.
Yeah, and I think it's one of the reasons why, and I know we're going to talk about this in a minute, that he's wavering a little bit on whether to run for a third term, which no Minnesota governor has ever won a third four-year term. You know, up until 1960, the governors served two-year terms, so there were governors who won multiple terms back then, you know, three or four terms, but never three four-year terms. And this is one of the issues that he knows he's very vulnerable. Now, and I'm not going to come to his defense, but in, by way of explanation, he's going to say, look, after COVID, there was so much federal money flooding into the state for, you know, feeding kids and housing and small businesses, and it was just ripe for fraud. Mm-hmm. But what that required then was somebody, whether it be the chief executive or his agencies, had to redouble their efforts to make sure the money was being spent the way it was intended. And as the legislative auditor has found and others have found, that did not happen. The question is, whose fault is that? And as you know, the buck generally stops at the top, or it should.
Yeah, and there are many times when agencies below any governor have success. And guess what? The governor gets a lot of credit. I'm not saying that Tim Walz should have been overseeing every single thing. But you nailed it, as you normally do, right? When that much money's coming in, you have to set up some sort of entity or more with all the established agencies to make sure. I mean, if people Google right now the amount of fraud tied to the money that we just overflowed into the system, it is a staggering figure. But if we get to 1.5, 1.6 billion, and just Tim Walz is trying to say, hey, that shows how quick we were to react, it's not going to pass the believability test unless you're just completely in the tank for Tim Walz.
And there were so many red flags, like since this housing stabilization fund, which is just the most recent, there's been the autism programs and Feeding Our Future and all that. But there's one office building on University Avenue in the Midway area that all of a sudden was overflowing with these little offices with people who suddenly got into the housing assistance business just out of the blue, because they saw an opportunity to attract federal and state dollars that it turns out maybe were not being spent the way they were supposed to be. That should have just been a major red flag. And to say, well, look, at we've uncovered. Yeah, well, you uncovered it after, you know, you had 30 horses in the barn. You know, 22 of them are gone. You say, well, look, we uncovered horses.
Look at this, Dave. All of a sudden, well, Cowboy Tom's here. I mean,
there's only 8 horses left. And so it's
you know, no, you're right. I agree.
There's going to be a lot of explaining to do on the campaign trail. And that is getting back to Kristen Robbins.
Yeah.
Since this is the committee she chairs.
Yeah.
She's going to be very well versed in this to take the governor on this issue.
OK, so let's stay with Kristen Robbins here. She was the chair of the Haley campaign, right? When in the last election, she then switched over to Donald Trump. To me, watching the two-minute ad, she's certainly trying to wrap her arms around Donald Trump and the policies from covering her. Is she going to run true MAGA, you know, and just match up with the massive popularity that Donald Trump has within the party? You know, with, or is she going to try to moderate a little bit for the centrists who've said, well, to win, you can't just get crushed in the metro area. And if you're true MAGA, you probably are going to get beat. Which way do you think she's going to tack?
Well, a couple of things to remember. Donald Trump has never won the state of Minnesota in any of his presidential elections. It came closest the first time around and then progressively fared worse. His approval rating, and I forget the exact number, but in our last KSTP Survey USA poll in June, he was, I believe, in the low to mid 40s. I can't remember exactly. Nationally, he's about in the same place. Yet, he is still very popular with the Republican base. So you need that to get the endorsement. But then what always happens with these endorsements, you have to pivot then to be a moderate to try to win the general election. But then people call you out for changing your positions from where you were when you were running for the endorsement. So and this happens in both parties. They have to kind of go to the left or the right to win their endorsement.
Yep.
And then they get to the general election and they've got to moderate because they have to attract the independents. So it's a tightrope. We'll see if she can walk it.
How would you be in a tightrope right now? If we put you on a tightrope out of the state fair and you walk from the Republican booth across the CCO area to Sweet Martha's, what kind of balance does Tom Hauser have?
I have wonderful balance, and it's funny you brought this up because I just came across this whole
video. I have wonderful balance. Okay.
A story. Not only am I balanced journalistically, but I can walk the tightrope when I need to.
Okay.
Many years ago, down at Epcot Center, I did a story when I was working for a station in Fort Myers.
Was that 70 years ago? I mean, honestly, I had great balance when I was four, too.
That did the tightrope walking, and you would have loved. I'll send you a screenshot. I'm doing my stand-up while they're up on the tightrope, and I'm wearing a members-only jacket.
Oh, my God.
So I need to send you that. That's back when members-only jackets might have marginally been in.
You and Larry King. That's what I think. Larry King, one of the – I am now, during the break, Dave will back this up. I am now going to eliminate Tom Hauser, okay? It's no longer going to say Tom Hauser, Dave. It's going to say – I have wonderful balance.
I'm just going to say he's a member.
Yes.
He's a member.
Okay. Members only, people.
Okay.
I'm bringing it back.
Do you still have it somewhere?
No, I wish I did because it would be a great costume for Halloween.
Oh, man. Well, you're out 9 days a week. You could wear it. I mean, it'd be you and your Chanhassen and Chaska group, you guys are out all the time. You could wear it. All right, put them on hold. Let's come back. Let's talk a little bit more on the governor. And this simple question, when the governor says early in the week he's still assessing, does Tom buy that? Does Tom believe that the governor has made his decision on whether he's going to run or not? And then also, because Tom covered this today, let's talk about the security at the Capitol, a topic we've discussed many times with Bob Fletcher on the show, but a hearing and a very important topic today. We love having Hauser on. Check him out, Channel 5, Channel 45. Back with Mr. Balance in moments on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We're going to get to National Radio Day, because it is National Radio Day, Tom Hauser. And I just looked, our mutual friend, Jason DeRusha. I don't know if you know, he's on social media. And I don't know if you know this, but for National Radio Day, he just posted a bunch of pictures of himself doing radio.
You know, I had heard he was on social media just the other day. That was the first I'd heard of it. But yeah. he uses pictures as well?
Yes, he does. I guess that's probably the point of Instagram, is to post pictures.
And pictures of himself, you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
He's reluctant. He's reluctant to post those. But you know what? Social media is going very well for Jason. So who am I to needle? But guess what? We needle each other because we like each other. Okay. Do you believe Tim Walz has already decided?
You know, it's impossible for me to say, but I've got a feeling he is leaning strongly in one direction. I don't think it's 50-50 right now. He's either made the decision he's running, or he's made the decision he's not running and just figuring out how to go about announcing whichever one it is. Because it is such a tough call, because while no Minnesota governor has ever won a third four-year term, if Republicans cannot get their act together, he could be the first one to accomplish that, because he has a big financial edge. The DFL party has a big financial edge.
Enormous.
Over the Republicans. And and you cannot underestimate that. But on the other hand, he carries a lot of baggage, as any governor will, after being in office, you know, 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. Is it fair to say, and again, this is conjecture, but you're a very good report in this area, if June 14th doesn't happen, that he would have already announced that he's running for reelection?
I think so. I think probably a week or two after that special session, he would have announced. Because, as you know, he keeps kicking the can down the road. Originally, he said he would announce, I think, during, he was knew it right after the session.
Yes.
Then they go to special session that was like a week or two later. And then he said it'll be sometime after that. And then the shootings happened, the tragic shootings of the mm-hmm. Hoffmans and Hortmans. And then he said, okay, that has had a big impact. I'm going to wait now until after the state fair. And, you know, meanwhile, other candidates on the Republican side are getting into the race. And you've got DFL candidates who would want to run if he doesn't, who are getting a little antsy.
Okay, so let's talk about that part, and then we'll get to security. You know, Dean Phillips is on this show a lot. Dean is not exactly the darling of the DFL party, because he had the audacity, in my opinion, just to tell the truth about Joe Biden. He's not exactly the darling of Tim Walz or Amy Klobuchar or Tina Smith. They play nice in public, but I don't think it's nearly as nice behind the scenes. He's been a no, but Dave, you could summarize this. When we had Dean on the other day, he left a bit of wiggle room. I'm still not convinced he'd run as a Democrat. I think he might run as an independent. Let's say Phillips doesn't run. Are we talking Ellison? Would Klobuchar ever consider running for governor? I mean, how big a names are we talking about if Walz decides I'm out?
My ear is pretty close to the rumor mill, and I can tell you that if Governor Walz decides not to run, you could see a significant reshuffling of the deck on who's running for what. Because remember, Election Day is still, 15 months away. There's a lot of time left. I have heard anecdotally, but from people who heard her say it, that Angie Craig has openly mused about, well, if the governor doesn't run, I may change from the Senate race to the governor's race.
Interesting.
I have heard rumors, again, and I get a lot of this from people who are pretty plugged in, that Amy Klobuchar, while I asked her about it when I was out there, I interviewed her in Washington in June, and she skirted around the issue but made it sound like, no, that's not really something that's possible. But she didn't say no. And, you know, so because there's a lot of what does Amy Klobuchar have left to accomplish in Washington?
It'd be another run for her presidency, right?
Possibly, but that's going to be such a crowded field.
Yes,
and
right,
so,
for sure.
So, you know, maybe being chief executive in her home state would be alluring to her. There's been talk about Peggy Flanagan might decide
switch
to pivot. But then others say, no, she really wants that Senate seat. It's Paul Wellstone's legacy Senate seat. And so it could go any number of directions, but everybody's waiting for the Walls decision.
Yep. Okay. Capital Security. This debate, take us through what happened today.
Well, not a lot happened today. It was kind of, as Peggy Flanagan said, she's the chair of this committee. It was a foundational meeting. They had an overview of what is going on at the Capitol in terms of security right now. Some interesting numbers. There's 33 state troopers who are assigned to the Capitol full-time. There's another, like, 65 Capitol security officers. They have nearly 1,000 cameras around that Capitol complex, more than, what was the other thing, 100,000 door sensors and different things. The security there is a lot more pervasive than a lot of people have been led to believe. The one thing they don't have are metal detectors. And it was interesting when Peggy Flanagan brought that up, she said, personally, I would like to see a weapons detection system. But the interesting thing is handguns are allowed at the state capitol. So it's not technically a weapons detection system. It's a metal detector because state law right now says you can carry, if you have a permit to carry, you can have a gun at the capitol.
Yeah.
So they would have to figure out a way around that if they're going to put in metal detectors. They didn't get real deep into that conversation because today was more of an organizational meeting about where they go. They're going to meet again next month, and then they're going to come up with a package of recommendations here in the next few months for the legislature to consider in February.
I think they need metal detectors myself, and I get, I mean, you laid it out. The law would have to change, but we see metal detectors in so many important aspects of our life. We've come to accept the adjustments, and I think it's begging for that to take place.
The flip side of that, as Senator Warren Limmer said today, is keeping the Capitol an open and inviting place where people can go and seek out their legislators who they elected so they can get a word with them. Sometimes people are intimidated if there's a long line to get into the Capitol through security. I did a couple of stories down at the Iowa Capitol where they have metal detectors and they allow guns. They have figured out a way for the two of them to coexist.
Yes.
But it would be much more expensive up here because do you just put metal detectors in the Capitol building or do they have to go in the Senate building, the state building, and everything's connected by tunnels? It could be millions and millions of dollars a year.
Great stuff, sir. When do you leave for the marathon?
I leave Monday and I'll be running the Sydney, Australia Marathon a week from Sunday.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited. A little nervous. You know, flying 9,000 miles to run 26 seemed a little odd, but that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay. Why Sydney?
It's the 7th world major. I've done the other 6. They just added Sydney, and it's a beautiful city beyond that. So I'm looking forward to getting to see it up close and personal, at least 26.2 miles of it. And it should just be an epic race. 35,000 runners from around the world.
Oh, my gosh. How long are you staying?
I'll be there about 8 days or so all together, 8 or 9 days. So much of it is flying time. So actually on the ground there, probably like 6 or 7 days and gone for about 9, I think.
Dave, to me, there's only one conclusion about this. Tom hates America. right? Isn't that the simplest conclusion?
Yeah, he's done all these majors. How many has he actually done in America?
Huh? Yeah, I mean,
three of them. Yeah. Boston, New York, and Chicago.
So now the majority will be outside of the
why
country.
Why don't you just stay out of the country, okay? You know, we love America.
If I were sentenced anywhere, I could live with the beaches of Australia.
That'd be pretty good. Again, listen, he's lusting after another country.
He hates the whole hemisphere. He wants to go southern hemisphere.
Yeah, exactly.
This will be my fourth continent that I've run a marathon. Only three to go.
I think you'll pull it off.
Good luck in Antarctica.
Yeah.
That's the tough one.
Yeah. Come on, tough guy. You know what you'll have to use up there? Excellent balance.
Yes, it helps on those ice flows to have excellent balance.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
He's the best. Tom Hauser. Let's talk about Stretch Lab. Tom, he better be going to Stretch Lab.
You're going
to
need it.
He's going to need it. He's going to need it when he comes back, too, if we allow him back in the country. You know?
If he can climb the fence. With the black paint.
With the black paint. You know, Adam and Jordan had a spirited debate on, you know, anti-American views, the Trump administration offering that up. Yeah. By the way, the administration that says, if you're a member of the media, you're the enemy of the people. So Tom might be banned. You know, if we allow him back, and I think it'll be up to the two of us.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll send him to Stretch Lab. Double-figure locations in the metro area. A guy like Tom, who's in very good shape, but you run that much? Dave, you run a lot. You know, the body gets tight. Glutes, hamstrings, calves, plantar fascia. It all tightens up. Maybe you're a golfer. Maybe you walk every day. Maybe you're in the cart. Maybe you're a pickleball person. Maybe you lay around on the couch and you don't want to stretch on your own. Stretch Lab will work with all folks. Again, stretchlab.com. Trained professionals who are willing to work with everybody. And I guarantee after your first 50-minute stretch, you're going to feel better. And if you keep going, you're going to know why people, doctors, experts say the key to staying fit is a lot of things, including flexibility. I've been going for 6 years. I'm not stopping. StretchLab.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.